the rest of the story. Yes, there was health food and health consciousness in America, even before the turn of the century. In fact, it was in the early 1880s that Will and John were employed at a health sanitarium in the Midwest of the United States. John and Will were brothers. John was a doctor, the sanitarium's chief surgeon and superintendent. Will was the bookkeeper and manager. And if so far you have the impression of two venerable gray-haired administrators sitting behind enormous desks issuing orders, you can forget that. In 1882, Dr. John was barely 30. And Will, his bookkeeper brother, was only 22. It was their clientele, their guests at the sanitarium, who were venerable, gray-haired, usually wealthy. Many, if not most, were there just for a rest. So now I hope you have the picture. These two ambitious young brothers running around doing their best to please everybody while attending to individual eccentricities. Now you have the setting which would carry them both into middle age and to a remarkable accidental discovery which one day would start your day in a brand new way. As I said, Will was bookkeeper and manager. John was chief surgeon and superintendent. One evening, in the sanitarium dining room, an elderly guest bit into a hard crust of bread and broke her dentures. Immediately, the mishap came to the attention of Dr. John, who in turn related it to Brother Will. Nothing like this had ever happened before. It started the brothers thinking. The sanitarium bread was fresh baked. But after exposure to the air, the crust just naturally got hard. Too hard, it seems, for those not yet entirely durable dental plates. So, John and Will went to the sanitarium kitchen and sought to create a bread the crust of which would stay soft. And for hours they labored, but without success. Shooting in the dark, Will placed a sample of boiled wheat on a heated baking tin, and then John was summoned to the operating room for an emergency operation, and then Will left the kitchen to supervise funeral arrangements for a deceased patient, and with both of those men gone, the wheat grain continued to cook and cook and cook. And though the wheat was most certainly overcooked, by the time the brothers returned to their kitchen experiment, they proceeded as though no time had elapsed. John cranked the bread rollers, the wheat ran through, and the brittle, flattened substance, which emerged from the other side of the rollers, not only surprised the two brothers, but one day altered the eating habits of the world. For Will and John inadvertently had stumbled upon the process of tempering grain. And the food which resulted became an instant success in the dining rooms of their health sanitarium. It was palatable, it was chewable, it was easily digestible. The satisfied guests routinely returned home to request that a supply be shipped to them, and thus an industry was born. For those first dried, flattened berries of wheat, concocted by accident, were the predecessors of the wheat flake and the rice flake, and the corn flake, and the inadvertent inventors Will and John, who sought only to preserve their patients' fragile dentures, wound up adding another dimension to your breakfast. For they, Will and John, were the brothers Kellogg. And now you know the rest of the story.